When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. My guest this week is one of the hottest comedians around. She's already got a hit podcast with Vogue Williams. Well, now she's got another one. And listen, if you love conspiracy theories and having a laugh, you're gonna love it. Who replaced Avril Lavigne on BBC Sound? Please welcome on board the wonderful Joanne McNally! Final boarding call for Joanne McNally. Thank you. Do you like flying?
I love flying.
I imagine you're the kind of person that just, when you got on the plane, just has a water.
Oh yeah, water. I never drink on a plane now. I think it's undignified. Sometimes I'm like, that trolley's not big enough. Because I find drinking in airports, it's dangerous, but you've so much time waiting around. It's almost like something to do.
You're not the only one. The queue for the Wetherspoons, I mean, it's round the block, isn't it? This is 6 a.m.
I know, but you know, it's kind of embarrassing.
What?
That, like, if you're going on a holiday and you don't travel that much, I can understand the excitement. But, like, why am I going to Wetherspoons at 5 a.m? I fly like 6 times a week. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's not a special event for me.
Do you ever do any judging in there? Because, listen, I've had a pain.
Never.
I've had a pint at 6 a.m, but there's the people with the wines and the gin and tonic. I start being a bit judgy.
I know what you're saying. Like, there's a time where you shouldn't be able to kind of taste wine. So I would have, shall I say, this is fucking terrible. It's like an AA meeting. I know. So it's the only place you can have a pint and a porridge at 5 a.m.
I feel like at the end of this podcast, if you've been affected by any of the subject matter that's come up.
Am I doing a chair? What's happening?
But what do you have, like a pint? Do you have a Guinness?
I don't drink pints at all. Oh. I am an absolute wine pig.
Wine pig.
There is, I'd say 20 minutes in the day I couldn't drink wine. Maybe between 5 a.m. and 5:15, and then I'm fucked. I can take it again, not a bother. Start with a Pinot. Love it. Pinot Psycho, Sauvignon Blackout, all about it. Very rarely on the red.
Oh,
I just developed it when I was young. I don't know what happened. I think I hit my late 30s and I was just like, wine. I could drink it out of a hubcap.
Yeah.
I could suck it out of a toilet. It's so weird.
Who's that?
There's a dog on the roof.
There's a dog on the roof. There's a dog on the roof of the plane.
It's supposed to be a cat, no?
It's a dog.
Oh, okay.
My friend Ross has turned up with the dog.
But is that your dog?
No,
I've got another friend, Ross.
It's not like a fucking brothel in this place.
Well, I don't want the dog coming
down.
There's
a dog loose on the roof.
Yeah, you better go and tell him.
Ladies and gentlemen, we do not want you to be alarmed during this flight, but there is a fucking dog on the roof. The dog on the roof. Do something.
I remember once in, where was I? America. And American Airlines don't serve alcohol on flights that are under a certain amount of time. I think they were, it was like United or American Airlines, I can't remember. But I didn't know this until I boarded. And I was absolutely fuming.
I know.
I was like, what the fuck am I supposed to do on this plane?
And sometimes when you're on a long plane and they start the trolley down at row A and then the other trolley rows out and you're in J, it's like rehab.
I know. You're like, I'm sobering up here.
Hell.
I know where I am. I'm not supposed to know where I am. I haven't known where I am in years. This isn't the time. I know. I'm like, slip them 20.
And then they ask you to, like, manually open the door if there's a crash, and then they see how much you're drinking and they're like, we're all going to die.
I always wondered about that. Like, why is that Like, why is that up to me? Like, I'm not trained for that.
I know, but they just give you like a chat for two sentences.
They're just like, give us a thumbs up if you're willing to save the plane. You're like, yeah, sure, okay, whatever. I just like the leg room. I don't give a shit.
Can I get back to my magazine now?
Yeah, I couldn't give a shit. You can all burn.
Where did you holiday as a child?
I actually had to ring my mum for this. I have no memory, really. She was horrified. I was like, where did we go on holidays when we were kids? And then she was listing out all these places. I don't really... A lot of Irish holidays.
Yeah.
It's a lot of like kind of forced fun, you know, on the beach in the rain, that kind of thing. We went to France a lot.
Oh, nice.
We'd get the car and drive because it was cheaper. So a lot of time on the ferry.
That's a long way.
Yeah. I love the ferry. I love the sea.
Yeah.
I don't want to be physically in it, but I like kind of floating above it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Very Titanic vibes. We went to Lourdes one year.
Which they out your liver.
I do remember in Lourdes. Yeah. They're just hanging my liver over the cave. Do you know where they have the crutches on the...
No, I've never been. Oh, it's really... So tell me, what's it like? Is it amazing? Is there an energy there?
Well, I was obviously not feeling anything because, like, why would I? And apparently my father did, but my mum didn't feel anything. But they bring you to the... It's all the grottos and all. And it's like Disneyland for, like, holy people, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they have these crutches over the cave where you go in and you kind of, like... You know, get healed.
Yeah.
So people at the and all these wheelchairs that have been left there because everyone just walked out.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I want to go there.
You've no proof. Like, I could just throw a wheelchair here and say I walked out of this house. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? There's no evidence.
Don't spoil it. This is amazing.
I don't know why she brought me. I was like, why? What are you trying to cure me of?
I've got a slight mince. Maybe I should go there.
I'm telling you, it'll tap dance out of that place.
Throw my built up shoe.
Your one heeled shoe.
My one cork wedge. Just throw it in the air.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's
I know. I came out worse. But it was, yeah, I remember even at the time thinking that was a bit funny.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I was a child.
Did you ever have a holiday romance? No, is there any, like, is there a waiter in Cos or someone maybe at Lourdes waiting for you to come?
Well, I don't know if you've heard of a man called Jesus, but we had a very intimate arrangement in Lourdes. My kind of mantra is, if you're not going to have a holiday romance, what's the fucking point?
Oh, so you've had loads of holiday romances.
Loads. Yeah, I lost my virginity to a waiter.
Oh my God, yeah, that's amazing.
You. And I was going out with the lad at the time. I was young. And I was kept saying to him, no, I want to wait. I was a virgin. I was like, I want to wait. Then I went to Turkey, landed, and I was like, who wants it? Just threw it away at the first guy, one fishbowl
like
later.
Like the crutches at Lourdes.
Yeah.
Here's your virginity. Catch it.
Yeah. Poor boyfriend at home thinking I was waiting for the special moment.
Oh, no.
I know, yeah.
No, but I had a holiday romance, didn't I?
Did you?
Just looking over there. Yeah, got off with Puerto Rican man.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Very nice. Can't remember anything.
No, of course.
But the photo looked all right, didn't it? They looked all right.
Did you just, like, wake up beside them or...?
No, it was in a taxi somewhere, wasn't it? Was I getting off with him in every street?
That's kind of hot.
It's quite hot. And for Puerto Rican, I mean, hello.
I
a boy from Northampton, get off with someone from Puerto Rican. That's the dream, isn't it?
It's an escalation.
That's...
This is an announcement for all our passengers. We have a crate of unopened lady petrol. If you are a wine pig, can you please make yourself known to the cabin crew? Thank you.
So listen, we've got to talk about your new podcast, which I'm addicted to. Who replaced Avril Lavigne? I love a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, me too. And it's a fun one. It's not like a heavy, like, the earth is flat shit. It's like just a gentle, like a diet conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
It's fun. Yeah. I think it's the funnest one out there.
Yeah, yeah. You don't need too heavy and all that. And you also get to know a little about Avril Lavigne. Because I've met Avril Lavigne.
Well, have you met Avril Lavigne?
Well, that's it. You see, this is 2000. When was she said to have died? Explain a bit. People think she's died, and there's a lot of allegedlies on your podcast.
There's a lot of allegedlies. Yeah. It's a lot of allegedlies.
It is fascinating, though, because her height's changed, writing's changed.
Yeah. Like, the signs are there.
Yeah.
So, basically, it's a replacement conspiracy theory, of which there are loads for different celebrities. And the conspiracy theory is that they got to a certain stage in their career, they either died or just decided it was too too much for them, and the music industry insisted on replacing them to keep on getting the money.
Yes,
I think
yes.
Paul McCartney has one.
Yeah, and Kim Kardashian. She's admitted. She's admitted, hasn't she? Kim K, didn't you say?
Did she? No, I think Ivanka. There was a rumor that Ivanka Trump had a body double, because there was a rumor going around, which I don't know if it's actually true, that apparently Donald Trump was doing a speech one day, and he went, and I'd just like to apologize, Ivanka couldn't be here, and then Ivanka Trump's body double was standing beside him, kind of looking around, being like, "Now, I think that might be an urban myth. Don't quote me on that.
No,
I've no interest in facts.
No, well, that's conspiracy theory, isn't it?
I've no interest in facts." So the conspiracy theory is that Avril Lavigne was replaced by someone called Melissa. And there's all, if you go down a hole, you can really convince yourself. Yeah. I can convince myself of absolutely anything.
Yeah.
I'm very suggestive.
But the argument is so good on your podcast. You're always a bit like, oh, all right. And then actually when you think a writing's changed.
Yeah, height's changed.
Because I met her and she was so fucking miserable. She's so miserable. So listen, if the one now is smiling, then it's not her.
Yeah. This one seems like a crack. I know that's terrible. But
she's so surly.
She's quite a serious woman, isn't she? Do you remember the photos that she did? And like, obviously, Avril, if you're listening, I still would love to meet you. Please don't write me off if I'm about to slag it off. But I'm not slagging her off. But do you remember she did the meet and greets, and it went viral because she stood here and the girls or boys or whoever came to meet her stood way over there, and there was like a divide. Did you ever see it on BuzzFeed? It's very funny.
Oh.
She just stood there.
But
very
is that her or Melissa?
Well, this is the thing. I think that's Avril. But you know what's so funny? I didn't realise. I was getting, when the episodes first started going out, like, it's a bit of crack. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fucking crack. I was getting down. I didn't realise. Like, Avril fans are rabid. they're like Taylor Swift fans. They're very committed to her.
Yeah.
And they will defend her if they think she's being attacked. And I was getting dogs. I had to mute all these tweets. This is my biggest trolling is through because of Avril Lavigne.
Yeah.
They're like, how dare
Haven't
you?
Haven't they seen your act?
I know. I was like, why? this is not the story I thought I'd perish on. They were saying she had Lyme disease. That's why she looks different. Don't bring this up with her again. Anyway, Avril, you've got great fans.
Yeah.
Great fans. But we had an absolute ball making it.
And you got yourself a doppelganger, Selena.
I did get a doppelganger, yes. I do think there's, because we were talking about the idea.
Did she look like yours in the podcast? Because you asked her everything, even if she had thrush.
Did I? Did I ask you
when you did this podcast?
I did it ages ago. I did it last summer, and I can't listen to myself. Did I ask
you? Yes. You said, what size is your shoe? Nose, eyes like that, and height. And you went, oh my God, I'm 5'9". And then you went, have you got thrush?
Yeah, well, it needs to match up. You know what I mean? If I'm itchy, you need to be itchy. We need to be physically
That's
replicating
very
each
dedicated.
Other.
My only experience of a doppelganger was.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen that show, First Dates?
Of course.
So the man's walking across the square, comes in. He's a little bit
chubby.
Were you
honest?
No.
Oh.
Little bit chubby, got glasses and buck teeth. And he goes, I'm always going on dates like this. And then he said, but the trouble is, they always say I look like Alan Carr. And the music was like, the sad music. And I was like, fuck you. And he got, yeah. And then there was another man.
Why was it sad
exactly,
music?
Why? They put the same, you remember Animal Hospital when they put a dog down? It was that kind of, Then the man went on the paper and spent £20,000 to not look like me.
Shut up.
Honestly, my face is a punchline.
It's always a bit of a hit and miss when someone says, oh, my friend suspects you.
Oh.
And you're like waiting for you're like the wheel is just downloading the photo. You're like, Jesus, this could go either way now. This could go either way. I don't know if I'm able for this today now. So but I do think there's only about six, there's like six looks in the world really, isn't there? And then when you mash them all up, I find doppelgangers really interesting. There was a big article on them recently, it's probably years old now, where they found doppelgangers in the world. Now they did dress them the same as well, which is obviously
was
a handy trick, but it's shocking. You're like, oh my God, they're the spits of each other. It's kind of creepy.
I think the whole idea of conspiracy theories is just, it's an interesting look into a society. I think when the world and the news is a bit crazy, I think people do like to look for things.
Yeah.
You
it's
know?
Like they want to know, they want to feel like they've got like additional information, or they want to have things make sense to them.
Yeah.
I think that makes them feel kind of safe. Also, you feel smart, don't you? Because you're like, you idiots think that what you're being served, like that's the truth. But I know What's going on behind the scenes?
Someone said I was in the gay mafia. Can you imagine me?
Were you? Yeah. I heard that actually.
You haven't. Oh, shit.
I was hoping you'd let
Maybe
me
the
in.
The second That's podcast why I'm here. Is that the cow?
The gay Illuminati. Let me in. I
you wake
in.
Up, there's a quiche in your bed.
Did you order the panini, lady in row C? Did you order the panini? But we don't like the woman in row B.
Have you been on holiday anywhere which has just been a bit of a letdown? We're not slagging off places because that's not what we're about. But, you know, something like that, a bit rubbish.
I spent a summer in Thailand before and Thailand was not the letdown. I was the letdown in Thailand. I just did everything wrong and I fell over. So, you know, they have these, like, firstly, I got my hair done. So, basically, I like to, like, be blonde as I can be. And I went in to get highlights. I needed to get my highlights done in this hairdresser's called, what was I thinking? Tony and Shy, right? Which is obviously a play on Tony and Guy. And they had all the kind of Dalmatians walking around and I was like, this will be grand. But like...
Dalmatians?
Yeah.
Well, like a dog that's black and white.
Yeah, don't Tony and Guy have to... No, they're not a little... They used to back in the 90s.
Back in the day, Tony and Guy had a Dalmatian.
Well, I thought they were kind of... Because Tony and Shy were obviously mimicking Tony and Guy.
All right, thanks for that. I'm not...
I don't know what the legalities
thanks for
are.
That. I
don't know what the legalities are. See, it rhymes, Alan. See, at the end.
Oh, I get it now. Oh.
It rhymes.
So these Dolce and Banana pants, they're not the real thing.
My Rada top.
Rada top.
So they had these Dalmatians. It looked fancy. It looked high end.
Yeah.
But Thai women, obviously, traditionally, like, they have quite dark, straight hair. Yeah. And I have always had quite unruly, wild, kind of Roscommon hair. Anyway, one, two, skip a few. I was like, I'd like some highlights, please. And they bleached my head. It was like the pain of it. And because you're young, and you know the way the hairdresser is, they could decapitate you and you're like, love it, thank you. Like, you never say anything in the hairdressers, even though you want to cry.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You're like, oh my God. You just never say anything and you tip them and you leave and then you cry at home. So I said nothing. And my head was like on fire. It was like a ham boiling in a pot. And I was like, love it, as I kind of like held on. I was like white knuckling the thing. They kept coming over to check it and it was like coming out, like in front of us, coming out. So anyway, out I popped, tipped them, thank you so much. And my hair was just kind of cooking. So I put it under, I was young, so I didn't want to deal with it really. So I put it under a bandana. And, but like, we'd be on hot, there was a load of us on the holiday and they'd be like, what is that fucking smell? I'd be like, that's my hair. Disintegrating off my head. It was burning off my hair. It was absolutely brutal. Anyway, then, so the hair was coming out.
I know mine's receding, but I can still empathise.
I was like, Alan, you don't understand.
Alan,
you don't have hair.
Alan,
okay?
You don't have hair. You've got like baby chick hair. It's clearly.
That fluff, you know, you're not going to understand.
That fluffy fringe of yours.
Go to Turkey, will you?
And, go to Turkey.
Go to Turkey.
Just go to Turkey and deal with it.
Make a show out of yourself. Everyone's saying it.
Get
in the gay mafia.
Get your teeth done while you're at it.
I thought you had. So then, obviously, the hair was kind of... It was like chewing gum. It was all stuck together and matted together. And it was like smelling of burnt hair. Have you ever smelled... Like, burnt hair, it's a particular odour.
It's disgusting.
It's gross.
It's disgusting.
It's gross. And then we were obviously on the buckets because Thailand is carnage. When you're young, like, it's absolute carnage. Mm. It's like no man's land. Yeah. Like, it's like the Wild
West.
It's
cheap. Gorgeous beaches, gorgeous food, buckets.
Everything. Booze. Mm. And I needed to be brought to the bathroom. I'm trying to make this sound as dignified as I can. I need to be brought to the ladies' room, ladies' powder room. But you remember the squatter toilets were in the floor?
Oh, yeah.
And they're hard, those things. They're proper porcelain. Mm. So the girls were carrying me in and they had me on the back. They were holding my shirt. And they were trying to like put me on this thing, but I was like, I'm fine to myself. I slapped them away and I just went face planted into the
Toilet.
Onto the side of the toilet. Half the tooth chipped off. Huge.
That's how Elvis died, didn't he? He fell off the toilet. Oh my god,
iconic. I didn't realise.
You're iconic.
I thought I was an embarrassing mess. I'm a legend.
It's good enough for Elvis.
Imagine,
it's
yeah,
good enough for you,
that.
Joanne.
Yeah. So anyway, then huge black eye.
Oh no. Oh god. So between the black eye and the hair.
Oh
shit.
I know, and the bit of tooth gone. I was like, I was like a really low-end pirate for the rest of the summer. And when I landed back in Dublin, my mom came to pick me up, and I too, so she drove me straight to the hairdresser. Like, it was like a crisis. Like, this was like...
Straight to Lourdes, I thought you were going to say. He's like, heal her hair. throw your hair in the air.
She was like, so we went to the hairdresser's, like, it was like she drove at the speed like she had an organ in the boot, you know, that needs to be donated. And we got to the hairdresser's, and they were like, you need to go brown, like, there's nothing we can do here. And I was crying. I was like, ah! And they're like, you're lucky you've any got fucking any hair left. And then it all came out. There was like two shopping bags full of hair. Anyway, yeah, it took years to grow back. So that was Thailand.
So tell us about you. What was it like with brown hair? Did it affect your mood? Or did you get people looking at it? Do blondes have more fun?
I felt like a munter. But actually, because I was so used to being...
Hello to all our brown hair listeners.
No, do you know what I was going to say?
Have a great day.
this is my opinion on it. I think you need to be really hot.
Yeah.
To be able to wear brown... Mm. People are really, really hot because you don't need the lightness of the hair. Mm. Whereas I was like, I need the lightness of the hair. But I'll tell you this much and I'll tell you no more.
Okay.
I'm going to go brown now because anyway, this is for a hairdressing podcast.
No.
I'm not willing to invest anymore and it's ruining my hair. And actually, I think as you get older, brown suits you more. This is what I was going to say.
Yeah.
But the blonde is good for covering the grey is the problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've one streak of grey right at the front there.
Oh, yeah, it's a bit like a badger.
It is, yeah. Thanks.
I was going to say skunk.
A sexy badger?
sexy skunk.
Sexy badger?
I'm joking. At least you've got hair at the front.
I know.
Stop moaning.
I know, sorry.
Do you complain at all?
No.
No.
No. Nice. I've never been able to do that. No. I went out with a guy once whose kind of main hobby was complaining and I found it excruciatingly embarrassing. Yeah. I couldn't cope with it at all.
I mean, how much crap will you put up before you ever complain? I mean, noisy room, room that smells of fags.
Well, I would.
Dirty room.
If there's a solution to it, I'd be like, look, don't
but
get
you
me
don't
wrong.
Go there. I'm Joanne.
No. No. Oh, I'd be like, would you mind? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, I would let
because if you're an arsehole, people know, and that goes around quicker than anything. It's you can be nice to everyone. You moan one thing, then people say that. Alan Carr, what an arsehole.
I'd be too embarrassed. Also, I feel like what I'm learning as I get older as well, it's never personal. Like sometimes, like when I was in Philadelphia recently for work, and like no offence to the people of Philly, they were lovely. But some of the staff, I was like,
we are recording this just so you know.
They can't see me do that, can they? Fucking hell.
No,
Philadelphia. I was like, I'm sorry I'm here. I don't know what I've done to you. They were just, you know, they're rough as all boots.
Yeah.
They were pretty intense. Mm. But I was like, it's nothing to do with me. It's nothing to do with me. You don't know what they're going through.
Yeah, of course.
They're probably, like, they probably hate their jobs. Mm. You just have to kind of suck it up. But I would never complain. I'm trying to think if I ever complained
but
on a holiday.
That's good, though. That's good. Yeah. Because you get some people who like to complain.
No, I don't like to complain at all. But you do end up being the victim of a lot of kind of, you know, shit service.
Yeah.
Because you're like, love it, thank you. Yeah. You don't upset them. I don't upset them.
That's right.
I know.
What's been your most decadent moment on holiday? Have you, hotel-wise, have you ever like gone, oh, sod it, I'm going to get the penthouse, I'm going to get butler service, pillow menu?
Well, I was in Portugal and I stayed in, I can't remember the name of the hotel, but it was a big splash out. It was like the end of my first tour, I think, and I was like, woohoo! Mm. And I sent clothes down to the laundry to be cleaned. Mm. And I came back up and I nearly... fucking collapsed. It was like 20 quid a sock or something. And I'd sent down bags of this shit. Yeah. And the guy
it was like a laundrette.
I thought it was like, how it came back. Now it came back, every single sock was individually pressed and everything, like your knickers, everything was pressed and everything was like wrapped. It was ridiculous. It was like buying something out of Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
But I remember, I couldn't tell you what it was, but I remember it was enough of a fee that my boyfriend at the time, we were splitting the hotel bill, and he's like, I'm not paying for that shit. He's like, you can take that shit on yourself. And I swear to God, I think it was the guts of a grand.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
I nearly got sick on myself. I nearly got sick. I was like, that is insane. Yeah, it was rude. Yeah. It was rude.
Yeah, I had that in Barcelona.
The W.
The W, that was it.
I'm naming and shaming. Yeah. The W
good,
in Portugal.
Good,
yeah. Ridiculous, carry on.
I remember once staying in Barcelona and I didn't know part of the service was them unpacking your case.
Oh, God.
And my pants, some of my pants are a right state. And I go, oh, my God, no one should see them.
No, of course
no one has
not.
Seen them, sadly, apart from the Puerto Rican. Hola. If you're listening, call me.
Oh, my God. Can I see a photo of them?
No. Have you ever holidayed with anyone famous? Or have you been on a flight and there's been a famous person or been in the hotel? We've had everyone here. We've had Beyonce.
Really?
Yeah. We've had Diana Ross. Yes.
No, I've never seen anyone famous.
You've never seen anyone famous on holiday?
I don't think so. I'm trying to think. No, I've never seen anyone famous. No one that I remember. I know, I'm obviously holidaying in the wrong places.
Maybe, yeah.
Who should I see? Oh, sorry. I think I saw Callum Best in Ibiza once. Oh, no. I know who I saw.
Oh, you see?
What's your man's name?
Oh, that's not a good sign for a celebrity, is it?
It's the guy with the... Is he a Lineker? He's the Lineker, Gary Lineker's brother.
Wayne Lineker. Like I said, we've had Beyonce, Diana Ross, Callum Best and Wayne Lineker.
Wayne Lineker, I met him, yeah.
Oh, was that at that bar, Lineker's bar?
Yes, we were in.
Oh, what's it like in there? I want to go, it's a bit like the Taj Mahal, you want to just go there.
Well, I worked for Lineker's back in the day in Fangarola. I was like flyering for them, not that that means anything, but so I knew of them. And then me and Vogue filmed a show for E4 called Sex Drive and we went to Ibiza and Wayne Lineker. Wayne was like, come down to the bar. So we went down and I think he had a little sauce spot for Vogue. I was very much invisible on the day. But but we did meet him and I was like, celeb.
Oh my God.
I know, drinking out of our champagne out of our plastic little glasses and all.
Oh, yeah, that sounds fabulous. He's famous.
He's really
famous. We've all heard of him.
He's really famous.
None of us have had to go onto Google.
I know.
We all know Wayne Lineker.
His household name.
Yeah.
His household name. He's got that kind of flat boxer face.
Did you see what someone said on Instagram once? You only see him in the summer. He's like pollen. I didn't say that. Someone very witty said that.
That's very
social
funny.
Media. Like
yeah.
That. I saw you. I saw a clip of Town Hall in New York.
Yeah,
and I did
it
that.
As well. Yeah.
And I was absolutely shitting myself about doing it because it's New York. I thought they're going to be full of bad attitude. They're not going to know who I am. But they were so amazing.
Yeah, they were fab. I was the same. I was like, oh, what if I don't work over here? But you know what I do find interesting about American audiences? If you slag yourself off too much, they're like, oh. You're like, oh God, now it sounds really traumatic and pathetic. Whereas in Ireland and England, they laugh. But I'm going back to America
with Vogue.
I'm going back with Vogue to do My Therapist Goes to Me live in Boston and New York on the 10th and 11th of October. And then I'm doing my own shows in like Dallas and Texas and stuff in autumn as well, which aren't on sale yet, but they're on the way.
Wow. Did you ever imagine that you'd be gigging in America?
No, I didn't really. I know. But like they're little rooms. It's just to get out of the house, really. It is. It's just something to do.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it over there. It's great crack. And I bought this visa now and I'm like, I can't waste it. Do you know what I mean? It's like 10 grand or something. So I'm like, yeah. I'll do whatever you want out there. Anything you need.
This is your captain speaking. We are on our final approach to our destination. Cabin crew, get ready for landing. Cabin crew, get ready for landing.
We're about to start our descent.
Oh, God, that was quick.
I know.
I haven't even been offered a drink. Where's the trolley?
Ooh.
It's okay, we're landing now, don't worry about it.
Yeah, you have to put your glass away, I'm afraid. And your tray table up. Thank you. Okay, we're about to start our descent. So time for the quick fire round. Nudist or not on your Nelly? Do you skinny dip?
I probably would now. When I was younger, of course, I was full of self-loathing. But now I would. Now I kind of don't care anymore.
Normally it's the other way round, isn't it?
Is it? I don't think so.
Normally it's like people when they're young.
I was reading something about shame recently and they were saying that when you're... that wouldn't line up with that. Sorry, forget about that. Yeah, I would do it now.
You're reading something about shame?
Yeah.
Why would you read that?
Because I'm writing a book and and it's about kind of like your cave instincts and why you kind of do the crazy shit that you do. It's like kind of cave woman with iPhone.
Yeah.
So I was looking about shame and like the effect it has on you and how we're like, you know, trying to stay in our tribe all the time.
That's good. Because I still have those things where you go, you haven't done that. I mean, from years back.
I know.
I bet that person doesn't even remember you.
I bet they do.
That's a great attitude to have.
They do. But they've told everyone.
Topless or hot mess?
I would go topless now. Again, I just don't care anymore. Like, I've kind of taken myself out of the game. Like, as in, when you feel you're there to be found attractive, you're all self-conscious. When you're like, I don't care anymore. Yeah. I don't care if they think I'm a pig in a fucking bikini bottom.
Have you been papped on holiday?
No, no one cares about me. Thank God. Have you?
Yeah, but there's no photos of me on the beach. Have you noticed that?
I would sue. Like, I would be. I would go full litigious.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I beat them to it. I get drunk and put photos on Instagram, so then no one's gonna even pat me anyway. I beat them to it. I'm like, ha ha. Yeah. I'll put my own minging pictures up. Yeah. Who's the idiot?
Who's in control here?
Yeah.
Alan one, Daily Mail zero.
Yeah. Mile High or I'm Too Shy? Are you a member of the Mile High Club?
I'm not gonna fucking wedge myself into a toilet for a ride. No, I couldn't be arsed.
Okay, you're lost.
Like, what is the point of that? I'd be too embarrassed. There'd be people banging, trying to get in, and oh, God, cringe.
Alcar or Algarve? Would you rather go on holiday with me or go to Portugal?
Oh, you, of course. Thanks, I've already been to Portugal.
Thanks, babe. And last but not least, tip 'em or fuck 'em. Do you tip when you're abroad, or do you think, ha ha, I'll never see you again?
Oh no, I would tip. Yeah, they scare me, but yeah. I would tip. But like, they're gas because I was in Las Vegas recently for work, and I wasn't actually there for it to say that for the tax. I was leaving a hotel in America recently, and the guy, he just opened opens the car door, and I didn't tip him, and to say he fucking slammed that thing shut. I was like, dude, I've nothing on me now.
Yeah.
But in America, you're like, it's tip or die. I'm like, what do you want? I'll give you my IBAN. Yeah. My blood group. You can have everything you want.
It's out of control, isn't it? I mean, we went on holiday to Miami, and then the service charge, and then the tip on, and and what's this about when you get your bill back? Room tax, occupancy tax, bed tax.
I know.
What? It's about $70 extra.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Just stepping into their hotel, it's insane.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's quite a depressing way to end the flight. If you'd like to go and collect your emotional baggage from the carousel. Thank you, Joanne.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you for flying Alan Air. Thank you, Joanne. That was a screen. Thank you so much. And listen, don't forget to check out Who Replaced Avril Lavigne on BBC Sounds. It is absolutely riveting. You're going to love it. Next week, we've got comedy legend Harry Hill. Buckle up and gobble down your paninis. And don't you ever forget, life's a bee.